The Sound of Music, The True Story of Maria and George von Trapp. Have you ever watched the musical The Sound of Music on television? It is a very romantic and thrilling story, but did you know that it is based on the lives of real people? Maria wrote a book about her family's eventful life, and it was later adapted into a popular Broadway musical by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. Later, her story went on to become one of the most watched motion pictures ever, starring Julie Andrews and the Canadian actor Christopher Plummer. Although the film was made more than 50 years ago, it is still as popular as ever. Maria Augusta Kuchera was born in Austria on January 26, 1905. During World War I, while Captain George von Trapp commanded an Austrian submarine and was becoming a decorated soldier, Maria was a student. Before World War I, Captain von Trapp married a woman named Agathe Whitehead. After having 7 children together, his wife died of scarlet fever. When one of his daughters grew sick and could not go to school, Maria, who was then a young woman teaching at a nearby Benedictine abbey, was hired to tutor her. The captain fell in love with Maria, and eventually, they married and had 3 children together. The family formed a musical group, the Trapp Family Singers. In reality, Captain von Trapp's business fortune had been lost in the Great Depression, and so the family was singing in order to earn a living. The group became famous and sang all over Europe. In 1938, when Hitler annexed Austria, the family left everything behind and fled the country by train to Italy. They eventually emigrated to the United States and settled in Vermont. They continued to sing and became famous again, this time to the delight of audiences in North America. In 1950, the family opened a small ski lodge in Vermont, inspired by their life in the mountains of Salzburg, Austria. In 1983, it was expanded from 27 to 93 rooms. The property includes 2,500 acres of cross-country skiing and hiking trails, facilities for tennis, croquet, snowshoeing, sleigh rides, maple sugaring, and, of course, music lessons. The Trapp Family Lodge is one of Vermont's most popular tourist attractions. Captain von Trapp died in 1947, but Maria lived until 1987, dying of heart failure at the age of 82. The Trapp Family Lodge is now managed by George and Maria's son Johannes. Several of Maria and Captain von Trapp's grandchildren and great-grandchildren are accomplished musicians and singers in their own right.